Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangallosi for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Grubb moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, The White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Lowry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Guillen out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hassie reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing left field. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Brian Giles now playing second base. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Coles reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowry strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.